From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. lawmakers have approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, which will now be sent to President Trump for approval. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill Thursday with a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
Lawmakers pushed for more Russia sanctions in response to Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the charges and objects to the passage of new sanctions against his country. He has threatened to retaliate, although he has not yet said how. The head of the Boy Scouts of America apologized Thursday for the political rhetoric U.S. President Donald Trump employed in a speech earlier this week at a nonpartisan national scouting jamboree. Michael Serbaugh, chief scout executive for the group, said scouting adventures for thousands of youths at the event in the eastern state of West Virginia had been overshadowed by the remarks offered by the President of the United States. He said invitations to U.S. presidents appearing at the jamboree are a longstanding tradition. Past presidents who have addressed the group typically have given inspirational or goal-oriented speeches, not political commentary on the latest Washington disputes, as President Donald Trump did last week. You're listening to VOA. Fresh violence has erupted at a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is sacred to Muslims and Jews. At least 100 Palestinians reportedly were injured. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Muslims to return to the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City to pray after Israel dismantled the last of controversial new security measures that were set up 2 weeks ago. After Arab gunmen fatally shot two Israeli police officers, Israel installed metal detectors, security cameras, and railings at the site. They refused to enter the mosque through Israeli security and held tense prayer protests on the streets. Jerusalem Police Chief Yoram Halevi urged Palestinians to keep the peace, warning that there will be a harsh response to any outbreak of violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
On the eve of World Hepatitis Day, the World Health Organization is calling for stepped-up action to eliminate hepatitis B and C by 2030. Lisa Schlein reports from World Health Organization headquarters.
The World Health Organization reports viral hepatitis B and C affected 325 million people and caused 1.34 million deaths in 2015. In regard to hepatitis C, the director of the WHO Department of HIV Global Hepatitis Program, Gottfried Hirnschall, says there's been a sea change in the treatment of this disease.
Then we saw the revolution. New drugs came on the market that are really fantastic drugs.
Hirnschall notes the revolutionary kickoff of the new drugs was hampered by the huge $84,000 cost, but he says the cost in developing countries now has dropped to between $260 and $280. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran announced it had successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the U.S. was aware of the launch and was treating it as a fluid situation.
So we're looking into the nature of those reports. Some of the specifics I'm not going to be able to confirm or address with you here today, perhaps in the future. But as of right now, this is still considered sort of a developing situation.
The launch of the rocket comes as the United States moved earlier this month to increase economic sanctions placed on Iran over its ballistic missile program. The British High Court ordered terminally ill infant Charlie Gard to be moved to a hospice facility to die, ending a case that has spurred debate over the role of state in children's health. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.